Governor Doyle's office says the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service will fund schools needing help in providing well-balanced, low-cost, or free lunches. That pleases Wisconsin educators and nutrition experts like Renee Slotin-Beauchamp. She says well-fed students are more alert and engaged in the classroom.
They're ready to learn, ready to do activities. They're not hungry. Their stomachs don't hurt, so they're not spending time in the nurse's office.
Slotin-Beauchamp is nutrition director for the Sun Prairie School District and a member of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She just came back from Washington to discuss reauthorization of child nutrition programs with Congress and the White House. She hopes they'll increase funding even more for free lunch programs geared towards low-income students.
With the new regulations that they're looking at for increasing fruits and vegetables, whole grains, it's going to cost schools more to produce that meal.
Slotin-Beauchamp says the Obama administration is expected to pledge an additional $1 billion this year for child nutrition programs. It's now a matter of Congress authorizing that funding. She adds Wisconsin also benefits economically, with more than $145 million in state-grown produce going out all over the U.S. to feed other states' students. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.